Good morning, MGTOW men. This is the South Pole and all the winds and just shit moving around down there. This is called Zeh here, plus infrared, and that shows this bit here is Australia. Down that little bit there's Tasmania, right? There's Australia, sort of around there like that, and what these temperatures indicate is when wind is blowing up the guts of the of things like cyclones and, you know, super high, the storms, that the hot air just punches up through the cold atmosphere right up into the or punches through the sort of layers. And as it increases in height, the colder the air gets and the faster it loses its temperature, but everything below it is still pushing it up higher and higher. So when it shows these colours down here, you know, the top of the clouds, those higher bits are around about minus 50 degrees. The green bits are minus 60 degrees. The red bits are around about minus 70 degrees, and the yellow bits are around about minus 80 degrees. And the grey bits, there's a few tinges in there, but they're around about minus 90 degrees Celsius. And yeah, that's upper atmosphere temperatures. It's very, very cold. So what I was talking about today is there's a cyclone. We've had a big change of weather. It's gone from being fucking cold, you know, like, oh, it's 18 degrees today. I guess it's like, I say, a fucking month ago. Oh, it's 18 degrees today, tops, and it's, you know, 9 degrees Celsius at night, you know, in the morning sort of thing, you know. To where it's flicking up to, you know, high 30s to mid 40s. And now it's gone from that to where it's really fucking humid. And I've been out, you know, where I've gone, oh, so it's been so fucking hot today, I'll go wait till it gets dark and I'll go outside and do things because it's fucking, can't, it's too hot during the day and too humid, you know. And a few nights ago, three, 4 nights ago or something, it was like 15 degrees Celsius, but it was like 85% humidity, and I was just sort of sitting here like a fucking chicken in an oven bag, you know what I mean? Just hot, you know? And so anyway, this is what these storms are doing. So I've slowed it down so you can sort of see it through, but instead of the prevailing winds blowing from west to east, everything's now going east to west. And sort of what's circulating around, there's a whole heap of sort of that looks like a spinning up cyclone, and these might be two of them together. Maybe they might merge, I don't know. I'll wait till it's in motion and we can have a good look at it, and then there's fucking minus 80 and minus 90 degrees, the sort of, you know, top of the clouds. So, yeah, I've slowed this down, and this is like a 4 hours of satellite photos made into a video, and it's one image every 10 minutes. So there's just fucking enormous amounts of wind and rain and shit blowing across there, and yeah, here we can have these slowed down a bit. But all of that is fucking swinging around back here. Something's coming up from the south. that's hitting wind there, and then it's bowing around and coming back down. So there's different clouds at different layers. So we'll speed this up a bit. So that's sort of 4 hours of weather. And that names are slipping, but that's sort of like Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Southeast Asia sort of stuff around there. This is Malaysia. There's Papua New Guinea, I think it is. There's the top of Australia. And, you know, let's have, you know, we should have, let's punch a junkie in the head day, you know. With Timothy Leary, you know. Because, I mean, fuck me, you know, like the amount of brains, the satellite is about, I think, 240,000 kilometres from Earth in geosynchronous orbit. That means it basically stays over the one position above the Earth because it rotates way out in space. It spins around the Earth at the same rate the Earth spins. And, look at all these capabilities, either in the satellite and or on Earth-based stations. Yeah, we'll see if there's any storm activity. This is the lightning and shit you've really got to be worried about, because big strike on the power lines close by can just fuck everything. I've seen it before. So there's where the lightning and the storms of shit are happening. And that's sort of moving across there. We'll have a look at that. Yeah, getting back into that fuck Timothy Leary, I mean, what's going on is so extraordinary. Oh, it's hot. Look at all that lightning down there. And there's two things about lightning. One is lightning strikes killing your equipment, you know. And the other thing is they start fires all over the fucking place, you know. They set fire to fucking everything. Yeah. And I watch the weather fairly closely, and a thunderstorm can sort of boil up from some humid sort of air getting hot and just rising up really quickly into a thundercloud, and then you get convection and it cools down, so you get cold air coming back down and it's turbulating against the hot air that's going up, and that creates static electricity, and then that the strikes go from the ground to the cloud and from the cloud to the ground, and, you know, it's fairly savage. Oh. We'll go back into infrared and Zaheer for a moment. I mean, look at that. That's that grey shit. That means it's hitting 90 degrees Celsius. I don't know the altitude, but that's Indonesia. There's some fucking huge storm going on up there. But they're coming and going all the time. I'll put a pause on this. I really want to fucking you know, that's what I say, like those cunts like Timothy Leary going, chin, you know, drop, what did he say, you know, like basically take acid and get into fucking alternatives to reality, you know. And Timothy Leary, we'll go to infrared plus grayscale, and that's what I thought might be. It looked like it was spinning up to be a cyclone, but when the sun goes down, the energy situation decreases. So cyclones, if they're not built up enough to sustain them overnight, they'll sort of fizz out overnight, you know. We'll just go visible grayscale. There's that band of cloud across here that had all the lightning going on inside it. And we'll go day and night. So that's like a combination of infrared and daylight. So that's the sort of the demarcation line. That's what I thought was going to spin up into being a cyclone. It certainly looked that way, but it might have fizzled out. Give it like another... till the sun hits that area, that'll be another 12 hours. You know. That's got 12 hours to either dissipate its energy or hang in there enough to fucking spin up again. Well, those are fascinating. They're fucking... There's wind coming up this way. And there's wind blowing over from this way. And it's getting sucked in. And it's pumping up through the guts there. And blowing a big spray out the top. These are fucking unreal. And all the cloud down there going at near, sort of closer towards the sea, and the stuff way up in the atmosphere, because that's like minus 70 up there. I don't know how high that is above the ground, but it's pretty fucking high up, you know. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah, and that retarded cunt Timothy Leary going, oh, take acid, man, it's so far out, you know. He should have been fucking shot. You know. But look at these winds. and all that puffy shit is all these hot air rising off the ocean and shit, and it's just going boof up to, you know, I don't know, 70,000 feet? I don't know. It's something else. You know, if you really want to trip tune into reality. Fuck, this is just so impressive. That was that band of lightning going across there. It's not on this thing, but yeah. See how they're squeezing, and that's squeezing up between this bit and that bit, so that bit's going up into the sky, and it's going foosh straight down there, and there's another layer coming in over the sea level, or cloud that's closer to sea level, so that's fucking shooting in, that's hitting there, and then it's fucking pow right down there. Oh man. So, you know, it's like a huge oil painting that's always changing, you know. People go, oh, this artist, that artist, Van Gogh, or Van Gogh, you know, and all these other people, and they do fascinating pictures. But look at this. This is just changing all the time. Not sure that I'd really, really, really want a huge one of those, you know, 2 meters by a meter and a half kind of big screen TVs, but that's actually a pretty sort of fascinating, ever-changing image, you know. So clouds going around here, around this way, that's getting caught there, you know what I mean, that's sort of circulating a bit around there, but here's stuff coming in over the top at a much higher altitude. You know? Fuck, this is incredible. And as the warm air blows off Australia, with all the humidity and shit, it goes up into a high altitude and then cools off, and so there's clouds coming in under there, there's clouds going that way, but this stuff here going in over the top is going into the upper, it's going that way. There's a staggering amount of detail. Yeah, well, anyway, guys, I'll end that there before the end of the world. Good night.